Namaste, welcome to Buddha's teaching. My name is Soti Tim. First of all, I like to pay respect to the Triple Gems. I like to pay respect to the Buddha. I like to pay respect to the Dharma. And I like to pay respect to the Sangha. Hello everyone. Hope everyone is doing okay, is doing good. As we continue our life journey together on this beautiful planet. Buddha's teaching. Ultimately, Buddha's teaching is about cleansing our very own mind, your mind and my mind. So how do we cleanse our own mind? Before we start doing anything, we need to understand the reason why we do it. What is it that we are doing? So, if we want to cleanse our very own mind, we need to understand why do we need to cleanse it. What is wrong with it, correct? Otherwise, we would not do it, or we do not know how to do it, or how to clean it, how to cleanse it, how to wash it, anything. So, we need to understand what is it that we are cleaning. So, as we all know in Buddha's teaching, we have learned about the mind, okay, citta, and the mind that is divided into three groups, wholesome, unwholesome, and neutral, right? So the part that we want to concentrate on is the unwholesome mind. So ultimately, that is the our concentration in Buddha's teaching, in practicing Buddhism, is to clean the unwholesome part of our mind. We can leave the wholesome part there, it's fine, it's good, because it does not do any evil, it does things, or it does not do any harm to oneself or to others. But it's the unwholesome part that we want to clean, that we want to keep watch of. That's the side that creates suffering for all of us. So how do we do that? So that is pretty much what it sums up to about Buddha's teaching. How do we clean our very own mind? As we know, human being, you and I, we have a physical body and we have the mind that is right now listening, that is right now seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting things, and feeling the sensation of the body. That's who we are in the term of the worldly experience. That is who we are, right? That's how we look at ourselves. That's how we identify ourselves. So the body is our vehicle, okay? Oftentimes, many people, including myself, we have described, we have compared human being to vehicle that is being operated, and the vehicle itself is the body, and the driver is the mind, right? So the vehicle does not go forward or go backward. It doesn't turn left or turn right. does what the driver wants to do. So the body is the same thing. The body moves according to what the mind wants. If the mind does not want to do anything, the body does not move. It's a completely innocent, independent physical object that has no intention or whatsoever. It is completely at the discretion of the mind. The mind is the boss that tells the body to move, to speak, and to do things. So when we drive a car, when we drive a motorcycle, when we walk, or when we ride a bicycle, okay, we don't just go in the car and just drive without looking, right? When we get into a car, first we start the engine, right, of course, and then we buckle up, okay, put on the seat belt, okay, and then we put the car into forward or to reverse to leave the parking lot. And of course, before we even move, we look left and we look right, we look to forward and we look backward, and we look in the rear view mirror to make sure that it is safe to move. Right? We don't just get in the car, start the engine and move. We look around, we watch out, we take precautionary action before we move. So once we see that it is clear, then we move, whether we back up or we go forward, or we pull out from the parking space, parking spot. And as we drive, of course, we always keep a watch, left and right, front and back, okay, and look out for pedestrians, look out for other vehicles, and we slow down when there's traffic. Okay, we step on the brake when we need to, when there's a stop light, when there's a red light, and we stop. Okay, so we don't just get in the car and just go zoom. Correct? We travel with caution. We look around. Okay, for the sake of our own safety, and also for the sake of other motorists. Okay, so that's what we call mindful driving. Okay, we are driving mindfully. We look around, we watch around. It is because it is for the safety of ourselves and for the safety of others. So we watch out, we look out. Now, it's in a similar manner how we operate our body here. Okay, our body is a vehicle. Okay, our mind is the driver. Okay, so as you remember, the Buddha said, the mind precedes all things. The mind is the generator, is the creator of our speech and action. The mind is the creator, is the generator of all the reaction and the emotion. Okay, so whatever you feel, whatever we feel, whether we feel happy or not happy, sad or upset, frustrated or angry, or hate or hateful or whatnot, everything starts out with the mind. Right? So now, how many of us is on the lookout for what the mind is doing? Okay, when we drive a car, we look around, we walk, we watch out for the safety of ourselves. When we need to slow down, we slow down. When we need to stop, we stop. We do not just step on the gear and keep going. No matter what, we obey the rules And it's because the reason is safety for ourselves and others. But when it comes to ourselves, our very own mind, the mind that operates this body, the body that we have right here, okay, we never apply any rules. Most of us just go. We do not know how to put the brake. We do not know how to slow down. Okay? We do not know how to turn this vehicle left or right. And in other words, we do not know how to refrain from talking senselessly. We just open the mouth and just blab away. Okay? We do not know when is it that is that we need to talk. We do not know when is it that we do not need to talk. We need to keep silence. See, that is our problem. That is what we need to observe. This is called mindful living, right? Mindful driving, and for us, this is called mindful living. Okay? We need to observe this mind, okay, to see, okay, what is the mind is doing. Now, if the mind is doing the right thing, follow the rules of life, you know, not hurting, not harming anyone, and that is fine. But the mind does all kinds of things. As we all know, the mind reacts to the different experiences that the mind receives through the five senses. Okay, so when different feelings and emotions arise, that's what we need to keep watch for. That's what we call mindful living. Okay, we are always observing this very own mind that we have. Okay, we don't just go around and driving like crazy. So we don't just go around and yapping and do whatever that the mind does. Okay, that is the difference between enlightened people and lay people, and people who are living without understanding what the mind is. Okay. When we live without understanding about this very old mind that we have, this mind will create problem for us. This mind will create issue and all kinds of heartache and headache from it. Okay, because this mind, as we all know, can create all kinds of unwholesome activity that can lead up to you know, breakups and fights and arguments and divorce and, you know, who, what else, who knows. Okay, you look around, many people having issue within families, and country having issue between countries, and people in power having issue with each other. What is it? It is because of the deluded mind. And people do not understand how the mind works. So, cleansing our mind is very important. We learn how to drive. Okay? We learn how to operate the vehicle. We learn how to operate our motorcycle. We never learn how to operate this one, this very vehicle that we call I. Okay, we never learn to operate this one. Okay, yes, we'll go to school to learn about different skills for to make a living. That we go to learn. Okay, we learn from the all kinds of stuff from school. That we learn, but the very thing that we do not learn and we never learn, and no school taught this, no school teach us this, is how is it that we operate this one vehicle, the most important vehicle right here. Okay, this very vehicle that is you, right? The body and the mind. There's only one school as we know, and it is Buddha's teaching. It's in this teaching that the Buddha points you to. Okay, so once we understand what is wholesome, what is unwholesome, then as we learn to observe ourselves, it is the same as we are driving through a road of life in a way, right? The way that we are living on a daily basis is pretty much, it's a stream of energy that we are operating, okay? So as we go through this stream of life, we need to look left and look right, meaning we need to watch and observe this mind activity, this very own mind, okay? See what the mind is doing. So when you walk around, when you drive around, you look around and you see, when you drive, there's people, of course, sometimes change lane in front of you, cut in front of you, stop in front of you, and you step on brake to avoid accident, right? So it's the same thing when you are operating your own body vehicle. You watch what you say, you watch what you do to avoid problem. Okay, that's what you do. So it's not about trying to stop other people, but this is about you. Okay, the very self that we call, okay, this is what we watch. What is our mind thinking? All right, so when we go around, when we go to school, of course, and we interact with our friends, with other students, with the teacher. When we go to work, we have co-workers that we interact with. We have emails to write and reply. Okay, we have things to do. When we go shopping, we go to the market. Okay, when we walk around, we see people. Okay, we see people. What does at that very particular moment, how does the mind do? What does the mind do? At every single experience that we have, when we encounter people or situation, do we judge people from just seeing people? Then we judge people. Okay? Now, do we get angry because we have a lot of work, or maybe sometimes because we say, oh, the co-workers or our boss, they don't know what they're doing, so you become frustrated? Watch that. That is your own mind not liking certain things. That's what caused problem. That is the issue that we need to fight, that we need to become aware of, right? We become, oh, here comes unwholesome mind arising within me. Okay, so we go to work, so we encounter of course different things going on at work, because works are people at work, right? When people do things that we don't like and we become angry or whatnot, then we know that we have some cleansing to do in our mind. Okay, when anger arises, we know, oh, this is unwholesome within me. That's what I need to observe. This is what I need to cleanse in my mind. You know, it's not that what you're gonna try to correct other people. I mean, work is work. Yes, if you see people saying thing or doing thing not correct, okay, you can reply, you can respond, you can make suggestion. Okay, in a normal, what you call peaceful way, understanding way, without getting involved, without getting the emotion involved. Okay, because we all get to have to understand that people come from different background, different understanding, different level of ideas and opinions and knowledge. So everyone has their own capacity. Okay, so if we become frustrated toward that whatever, that means we do not understand that people are different. So the emotion that arises is within us. If you go to school and you see people, you see friends, you see a guy, you see a girl, and you have this greedy feeling that arise, just observe it, and then you acknowledge it. Okay, not controlling it. Now so you are not enlightened yet, but at least you become, you know, aware of your own feeling. If let's say you see a boy or a girl in school, and you happen to like that person, and you know at that particular moment, you know that, oh, there is this lust arising within me. So just watch, just be careful, because it leads to speech, it leads to your way of acting, it leads to the way that you move, your body move according to the emotion that have within you. Okay, now if you have anger towards somebody, or you hate somebody, okay, let's say at school, you watch when this anger arise, you say, oh, this unwholesome emotion arise within me. This is the cleansing that I need to do. You know, whether the person is doing anything or not, there are times that the person does not even know that you are there, but when you happen to see the person from a distance or whatnot, but there you are, this unwholesome feeling arising within. That is what we need to cleanse. That is how we keep peace within ourselves. Okay, that's how we keep peace within ourselves. You go to the store, it's the same thing. You walk on the street, you meet many people, and from one person to the next, when you pass, you develop different kinds of emotion, different kinds of feeling. Observe that. Okay, that is what we call mindful living. And when you see the different emotion, the different feeling that arise within you, depending on what you see, and then it's gone, and then you see the next person, or you see the next item, next object on the aisle, whatnot, then you have different feeling arise. And then you move on, and then that feeling that you had, that's is gone, and then a new feeling or new emotion arise. That's the mind right there. Okay, you see how the mind that you call I is changing like that. Nothing is permanent. Okay, it's changing like that. So that is what we need to observe. And when we see the unwholesome thing arise, that is the thing that we say, ah, okay. So that is the part that I need practice. I need to observe, to follow, okay, in order to have a peaceful mind, in order to have a calm, peaceful mind. Okay, for a lot of people, they want to have a peaceful mind. They want to have calm in within. Okay, so to do that, a lot of people, what do? They try to meditate, right? People go to meditation when they sit down, close their eyes, or they meditate with their eyes open, with the concentration of one object, or the concentration of their very own breath. Okay, So that is all good and everything, but it only happens during that session. Okay, when the session that you are doing, when you are sitting down doing that, or you are standing, or you do a walking meditation during that time, you concentrate your mind to calm, in order to calm your mind, to train your mind to focus on one particular things. So that is okay, that is good, okay? But you and I know that's not how we live, okay? That is just one small part of our life. When we have time, we can do that, okay? It's a training to train our mind, to get our mind to learn to focus on one particular subject, okay? To calm the mind down, because we know the mind jump, right? That's why we don't have peace. We do not have calm in ourselves, because the mind is thinking, is racing all the time. It's rotating, it's non-stop. So we want to calm it down. That's why we do meditation. Okay? So that meditation is called samadhi meditation. But the part I just described is the other kind of meditation, is called vipassana. No, the vipassana is mindful living. It's a meditation that we have to do while we are doing our living, while we are going to school, while we are going shopping, while we are driving, while we are working. That is called vipassana meditation. And that meditation is the way is of observing our very own mind activities. Okay, that is also called meditation. But this meditation here is to observe, to become aware of our very own mind activity. Okay, and again, the mind starts first. We experience first, and then the mind generate the feeling, generate the longing. The mind generate the intention to say things, to do things, to move, to make the body move, right? So that's what we watch. Every single things that we do. When you pull up your smartphone, you look at the social media, and you look at the comments, you see little things here and there, okay? And let's say you belong to certain group, and you say something, and somebody else disagree with you, and all of a sudden your emotion arise just because somebody else do not agree with you or cuss at you on social media. See, those are the things that you need to keep watch, right? Then when we need to keep watch, and we know that, okay, the mind is the anger mind is arising again, because the mind just see a comment from somebody on a social media, right? See, these are the things. So after a while, you start to recognize the movement of the mind. Okay, and once you start practicing this, observing your very own mind, after a while you will become familiar with your mind activities. Okay, say, oh, okay, so now I see how the mind works. The mind reacts when you see things, when it hears and smell, and you know, all that, it creates this emotion within me. And there's no I doing it. I'm not doing it. The mind is doing all this. The mind is reacting and all this. So this is what leads you to mindful living. This is what leads you to an acceptance of the mind activity, understanding your own mind, and then become friendly with your own mind. When you become friends with your own mind, then when the unwholesome mind arise, you say, "Hey buddy, we don't want to go there." Okay, you see, this is what brings you peace. This is what brings you calmness, all right, and true happiness, because now you find joy within. Okay, before your mind, your emotion used to jump around here and there all the time due to whatever experience that you encounter. But now, after you understand the how your very own mind works, how your very own mind react to things, and you become aware of it, you become of the unwholesome activity that it generates, okay, and then you become shy of those unwholesome activity, because you know when there's unwholesomeness within, it does not make you feel good. You do not like to feel stressed. You don't like to be afraid or fear, right? You don't like to be with anger and upset and frustrated. That does not give you a good feeling. You know that. So once you understand this, you start to learn to let go of all of that, the attachment to all those feelings, right? Now that you learn to, when you learn to detach from those attachment, from those feelings, then you start to feel peace, okay? And this kind of peace is a true enjoyment without you trying to go after anything. It's come from within. See, it's different. Okay, this joyful feeling or this peaceful feeling is comes from within, because now you're letting go of what you want. It's totally different, right? Now you let go of what you want. Now you become peaceful. So once you get to understand that part, then you know why the Buddha taught the Eightfold Noble Path. Okay, because the Eightfold Noble Path is the path that takes you to that. Okay, so let's say like the Eightfold Noble Path teaches you to have right speech, you see, which means, of course, right speech does not bring you issue. Right speech only produce right action and right movement. So you do right speech because you have a right view. Okay, so right view comes from the awareness that you have, that when you aware of the emotion, you do not produce wrong speech or wrong action. Okay, and you do the right thing. So let's say you do not kill, right? The five precepts is of course in the Eightfold Noble Path, right? You know, you do not lie, because when you lie, when the mind lies, the mind leads to unwholesomeness in life, right? When you lie, eventually lie will caught up, will catch up to the person who does the lying. Okay, and you've seen in the society, people who lie think that they are smart, but eventually the lies will catch up with the person, and it brings sufferings. Okay, so that's why we practice the Eightfold Noble Path, right? Right view, we develop right view after we become aware of our very own action, our very own mind action. And when we become aware of that, we become aware of what is wholesome and what is unwholesome. Okay, the jealousy, the hate, the hatefulness, angry, all that, all those unwholesome, we know, okay, those are unwholesome, right? We're gonna stay away from them. Okay, So we develop right view. So once we develop right view, we'll develop right speech, right action, right, and right intention. See, it all comes automatically. The Eightfold Noble Path will come automatically once you have the right view. Okay, you will practice right effort, and you do the right livelihood, so you don't go out and steal, right? You don't kill for a living, right? And of course, you are always mindful, and you have your mind becomes peaceful. You have the right concentration, right? So that's why we operate. That's why we practice the Eightfold Noble Path. So there, that's what I like to share with y'all today. Okay, operating the vehicle is the same thing. All right. So observe yourself. Your body is your vehicle. Okay, the mind is the operator. Right. What does the operator wants to do? Is the operator mindful of what it is doing or not? Is the driver mindful of what when he's driving? Okay, so when you are driving the body, meaning when the body is functioning, how is the mind? Is the mind in a good wholesome operating mode, or the mind is in the unwholesome place? All right, watch that. Okay, when the mind is in the unwholesome place, you know this unwholesomeness arise within you, then you know that that is not where you want to go, but that is your choice. Now, if you say, no, I won't do this, well, you will find out. Okay, that's what we call karma, right? The when we do things, that's action, that is karma, and karma will certainly produce fruit. It's just a matter of time, right? Some karma produce fruit immediately. Some karma produce fruit later on in the future, and there are karmas that produce fruits in future lives. So it depends on what it is that we say or do. So there you go. Until next time, if you like to leave a comment on voice message, please feel free to do so. And just in case you have not checked out my YouTube channel that I have started recently. Okay, I've got a few of them right now out. So check it out. All right, it's under my name, Soti Tim. Until next time, Namaste.